And welcome to the Ted Brower Show. This is Ted Brower, and my son Austin Brower is my co-host for this afternoon show, and for every day during the week he's on with me. And my wife apparently has turned into the new co-host for me on Sunday night, which is a blast for me because I enjoy spending time with both my family members that I really admire. Today's been the twilight zone for me. I've been dealing with a bunch of stuff, doing a bunch of article research. I've been doing research for the past 6 hours for this show, wanting to talk more about Judge Scalia and what's happened with him. And this story, now the official narrative is beginning to change. I didn't think they expected the kind of blowback they're getting about not having an autopsy. Some people are saying he's already been cremated, which would make sense if they were trying to cover something up. I know they did that with Ken LaHaye when he died with Enron. He died in his jail cell. Literally 2 hours later, he was cremated. There was no autopsy for him either. He supposedly committed suicide, which, if you want to believe all that. So there's all kinds of weird stuff going on here. And now I know that we're hearing more and more alternative news people saying that he was given everybody was sent a message. And I broke this yesterday and I talked about this because I had the federal court prosecutor for 30 years send me an email. And she told me this was a message, kind of like the mafia does when they send you a pair of shorts or a pair of pants and fish wrapped with it. I mean, this is what's going on here. They're sending a message to the rest of the people on the Supreme Court that they can be touched. When you can go after a Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court and you can kill him, supposedly, I'm not saying that he was murdered, but it sure looks like it's all suspicious, that means anybody can be touched. And what's also interesting to me about this is that the man whose ranch that he was staying at has been in a big dispute for years, trying to acquire more land from the state of Texas to expand his ranch. And just a few years ago, he was taken to the White House and met Obama and was given special military awards for his service in Vietnam, and he was also special forces in Vietnam. So this whole thing is starting to stink. So I'm going to say this again. John Poindexter, the owner of the ranch in which Scalia was found, was at the White House a couple of years ago being given like an award for bravery directly from President Obama. So this is weird, and he's a huge donor for the Democratic Party. So here we have a man who finds Scalia with a pillow over his head, who's a huge donor of the Democratic Party, who was awarded medals and certificates or whatever he had by King Obama, and who basically is in a huge land grab situation there in Texas, trying to acquire more and more land to add to his ranch to make it contiguous. And so it's kind of an interesting scenario how it all ties together. But let me start with the scripture today. And this is a scripture that the leftists absolutely hate. One of my favorite scriptures is Jesus is quoting. Jesus replied that in the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and will be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." Matthew 19, verse 4 through 6. Now, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of stuff here with Scalia this afternoon on the show, because my gosh, it's all over the alternative news. Some people say he's already been cremated. Some people say he's not been cremated. Some people say he's already been embalmed. Catholics require, the Catholic religion does not want you to be cremated. They don't want any of that to take place. They're saying now that his will said he wanted to be cremated. I mean, this is a major, major mess, especially with John Poindexter, not the admiral now, this is a different guy. The guy who was involved in the Vietnam War back in the 60s, who owns this huge ranch out in West Texas that takes literally 3.5 hours to drive to from El Paso. This place is in the middle of nowhere. It is in the cut. And all of a sudden now we find that he's a huge Democratic Party supporter, that he received special awards from Obama in person. There's photos of him online. You can go look it up. And now all of a sudden at his ranch, the Chief Justice has died. It's kind of like with Star Wars when they were looking for the droids and they said, there's nothing to see here. Move on. And it's the craziest, just Jedi mind trick crap that they try to do all the time. I'm so sick of it, because the truth of the matter is, we're awake. I mean, the vast majority of the population at least knows something's going on now. This morning I took a chair in to be repaired over in Haines City. I was talking to the two ladies, and I asked who were at the front desk, and I said, "You guys feel like there's something wrong?" And they said, "Yeah, something's wrong." And I said, "Can you just feel something's wrong with the United States right now?" They said, "Yeah, there's something really bad in the air. We can all feel it. We go to church and we can feel it." And I said, something's really, really about to happen. It's the way everybody started feeling right before 9/11. It's the way everybody started feeling right before the stock market crashed in 2007. I mean, there's something really up. Now they want to have Obama force a Supreme Court justice through. Remember, we've already reported on this days ago before anybody else did. Scalia was one of the deciding votes against the climate stuff as far as shutting all that down that Obama was trying to do. And also, he also overruled the closing of the coal-powered plants. I mean, so there's a major thing going on here with the replacement of this justice. These guys, when they get on the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts, you know, many people suspect that he's gay, and that's why he's being, how he's being blackmailed. You can find all kinds of reports on that online if you want to read about that. You know, these guys, when they get into that power position, Scalia said in one of the articles that he was not going to be told what to do by Obama. He said, what can Obama do to me? How can he possibly change what I'm doing? I've got a lifetime appointment. And the truth of the matter is, if he was murdered, he was shown very quickly what somebody can do to him. Now, the other thing he was working on, now I don't have verification on this because I haven't had time to do the research on it. He was working on an indictment with Hillary Clinton with the Justice Department, and he was also working on having Barack Obama replaced in office, working with the top levels of the military with the Pentagon. Now, I haven't verified those stories, but those are things that I received this morning, so you guys can look those up and let me know if those are real. So this guy was really a right-winger that was on the Supreme Court, had been there and appointed by Reagan for 30 years, and was pretty much letting them all know that he wasn't going to play the games with these left-wing communist fascists that are trying to take over the government. Austin, what do you think about all this?
It's definitely interesting. I read some more on it this morning, too, and one article I found interesting. Now, just depending on what they do, if they decide to push somebody into that position rapidly, it wouldn't surprise me if they decide to leave it open. But this is actually from last summer that I pulled up, was looking some stuff up, and it brought up a response from Hillary Clinton. This is back last summer now. This is back before any of this stuff happened. This is like, you know, 8, 9, 10 months ago. It says, in a response to an email from a supporter in Iowa, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she would strongly consider naming current President Barack Obama to the Supreme Court if she won the 2016 presidential race. And this is her quote from the news story. As for Barack, I would, of course, consider him for the Supreme Court. I believe he would make a great justice, and he's certainly qualified for the role. No U.S. president has ever gone to the Supreme Court, nor has any individual ever served in all three branches of our government, so it would be unprecedented. But I agree, he's definitely make for a great Supreme Court justice at a time when we need those seats filled with strong, independent minds. Now, again, like I said, this is from 8, 9 months ago before any of this stuff happened, but I find that odd that she would bring that up and specifically state that Barack Obama would make a great, basically, seat in the Supreme Court.
Well, the Supreme Court folks are getting old. A lot of them are. And so I know a lot of them are going to be replaced. Now, a lot of rumors are going around. Is Clarence Thomas safe? I don't know. I mean, none of us know. I mean, with the head of the pillow over the head, I mean, who in the world goes to sleep with a pillow over your head? I mean, that's got to be just obnoxious trying to do that, especially when you're in the middle of a desert, pitch black outside, and the walls are 3 feet thick adobe because it's an old fort you're sleeping in, and you're not going to hear anything. So why do you possibly need a pillow over your head? Somebody needs to ask his family if he sleeps with a pillow over his head at night. I mean, he leaves his wife on Valentine's Day weekend, and his son cancels out at the last minute as far as the going with him, and he does not take a security detail with him, which are appointed to the Supreme Court justices. I mean, the whole thing is just so weird, Austin, and it keeps getting more and more and more weird. I mean, I believe that now the Clintons, they could be neck deep in all of this mess too, because if he was really looking at having her arrested with the Justice Department right now, if this was the head guy, there's a body bag trailed behind the Clintons from their time as governors and attorneys in Arkansas all the way to the White House with over 100 deaths. Larry Nichols did a video that you can watch online. It's called The Clinton Circle of Power, and another one's called The Clinton Chronicles. Everybody needs to watch this. And every time the Clintons get involved or get near a power base, people start dropping dead. I mean, it's ridiculous, guys. I mean, if you read the stuff, just watch The Clinton Chronicles or watch Clinton Circle of Power. This was done by Larry Nichols. He was one of the primaries on it, and it was distributed through Jerry Falwell. And I remember years ago when Hillary was running, you know, was running a, oh gosh, what was it? When I forgot she was running for the nomination in 2008. I believe it was 2007. I believe that's about the time Falwell died. He said, A, B, he got on his TV show and he looked into the camera and he goes, A, B, C, anybody but Clinton. And just a few weeks later, he was dead. You know, he also died of a massive heart attack, and I don't believe an autopsy was done on him either. It seems that that's a general realm of thought here. No autopsies are being done because they don't really want people to know what's going on. See, what happened is when John F. Kennedy was shot, it was a coup of the government. It was a straight takeover of the United States government by the CIA, by the mafia, by the military-industrial complex, by the international banking community. All of these people had vested interests in the death of John F. Kennedy. He had signed Executive Order 11110, basically giving the federal government the right to start printing currency again. It had issued apparently several billion dollars in notes, bypassing the Federal Reserve Bank, which to him, they were complete and total corrupt. He also had gone against the CIA and said he was going to totally disband the CIA because he knew about their drug running and what they were doing, supporting their covert operations. He knew there was a great conspiracy that was running the United States. I'm sure that was the Economic Stability Fund that had been started in 1934, and he was going to restore the country. So he had all of these special interest groups that were after him. So they wanted to make a very big statement when they killed him because they did not have to do what they did in that manner to kill John F. Kennedy. Gosh, they could have just shot his plane down or, you know, booby-trapped his plane or whatever. They did not have to do this on national TV in front of the masses of the population. Again, it was another massive, massive message that was being sent. Then his brother was killed a few years later. Martin Luther King was killed. You know, Malcolm X was killed. All of these people were high-profile assassinations. And the nuttiest part about all of this stuff is they tried to do the same thing to Ronald Reagan, but they didn't get him killed. And then President Bush, of course, Vice President Bush at that time, former head of the CIA, runs the White House for 8 years, then becomes president himself, and they wanted to establish a Bush dynasty. Always remember, they tried to assassinate FDR in 1933, and George Bush's father, Prescott Bush, tried to do a hostile coup of the United States using Smedley Butler, using the military in 1933. Then in 1933, FDR filed bankruptcy, and the United States was basically reformed, and then it went into receivership. Then in 1934, the Economic Stability Fund was funded through the seizure of the gold of the people of the United States, which funded the black operations of the CIA and the shadow government. That's the whole scheme of how that happened. And now the CIA and the black ops and all the other people that have given this leadership over to the magicians and the sorcerers, these guys are a bunch of Satanists. That's why they go to Bohemian Grove. That's why they drink blood. That's why they sacrifice children. That's why they sodomize children. And that's infiltrated into the Catholic Church now, with some of the research stating that up to 50% of the priests can be pedophiles. I mean, this is all nuts. All of it is nuts, and it's all like you need a bath. You know, I've been listening and working on stuff today, and like I said earlier, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. I feel like I need to go get in the shower and scrub off with some lye soap because I've been immersed in this stuff all day long, and it's so negative. Here's something you need to think about. Think about this. When JFK died, everybody knew it was an assassination, that the United States had suffered a devastating blow. Actually, a hostile takeover, a coup had been formed. Based upon the facts revealed in the media about Scalia, there's a real high probability this is a very well-timed assassination. I'm not saying that for sure, but this is how it looks. But however, the average law-abiding citizen, God-fearing, responsible American is so misled by the media and so brainwashed in the alpha brainwave state and so exhausted by trying to make ends meet and care for loved ones and those suffering with Alzheimer's disease, autism, cancer, ADD, ADHD, that they don't even know there's a possibility that the United States suffered another crippling blow. A lot of them don't even know that this justice was killed. The apparent bold assassination of a justice of the United States Supreme Court is pretty much not getting any more media attention except for the alternative media who keeps questioning all of the narratives. I mean, this also happened years ago. Think about this. Remember the case of the late Bob Chaplin. Remember what happened with him. Remember, Representative Hale Boggs was a majority leader of the House and a member of the Warren Commissioner. He questioned the single bullet theory in 1972. And then suddenly his plane disappeared, Austin. It was never found again on a flight from Anchorage to Juneau. You know, this is all nuts. But to my knowledge, his family never publicly questioned the, quote, accident theory. His wife and three kids, including Cokie Roberts, have all went on to have establishment careers. You know, I've always thought, how in the world did these guys get so high up so fast like Cokie Roberts? Were they ordered to stay silent and they accepted good careers as a reward? I mean, I don't know, Austin. I mean, the whole thing is this. These are questions that nobody wants to ask. Nobody wants to think about the fact that we're being poisoned with GMOs, we're being poisoned with chemtrails, we're being tracked and monitored with every single thing that we do in the house. See, the normalcy bias that we have in the United States, because we still think this is Ronald Reagan's America. We still think this is Norman Rockwell's America. We still think this is Opie's America and Father's Knows Best. And this, see, we're the generation, my generation, the 60-year-old right now that were raised in the United States. We have a hard time believing. I don't, because I see the reality of it. But my people, my age, 50 and above, they don't want to believe what's happened to the United States on our watch. I've done everything I can to tell people for those stuff for the last 20 years about what's really going on. But sadly, the vast majority of the people are stuck in normalcy bias, which means they want everything to go back to normal because, you know, nothing's happening here, nothing's happening here. They're in their alpha brainwave state from their high-def TVs. They're watching TVs 3 to 5 hours a night, and they're watching Gilligan's Island, or they're watching Father's Knows Best, or they're watching whatever on the old-timey channels that keeps them all happy. In addition to that, all the latest ones are watching all the filthy stuff, more filthy stuff, more filthy stuff, and nobody's thinking about what's really going on around us. I can tell you this. I sent out an email yesterday to my personal group. It was very, very strange, and they started questioning everything that NASA's been telling us, everything about the Dark Knight satellite that NASA's told us about, all of this stuff that's going out and happening around us in this world, in this quote-unquote hologram that we live in, is really weird because it's all staged. Everything we believe and we've been taught to believe is what we've been told is true. But we don't know if it was true or not. We're following the leadership of people that are known liars in believing what they're saying. So it's interesting to me, Austin, how people are finally starting to question the truth, question the narrative, and realize, hey, just maybe something's going on here. Maybe we need to realize that we need to restore the Constitution of the United States of America. And, hey, just maybe we don't want a world government, and we don't want to be put under the boot of tyranny and fascism. What do you think, Oz?
Well, yeah, there's a poll that was just conducted yesterday by Conservative Outfitters website. They put a ton of good stuff out. And they also have a lot of people that read it. They had over 40,000 people voted in this poll. And it's interesting. The question, it was just a yes or no question. Do you suspect foul play in the death of Justice Scalia? 79% of the voters said yes, we suspect foul play was involved in his death, with over 40,000 people voting in the poll. So I think you're right. I think a lot of people are starting to wake up, even through all the trash that they're having to sift through, through all the economy woes, like you said, family woes with other health issues. I think a lot of people are really starting to realize that this is not what we think it is, that there's a whole other side to this, and that stuff just does is not this coincidental at times like this when it can be so instrumental as far as on how important everything is handled right now. All of a sudden, you know, a Supreme Court justice just dies, all of a sudden, just dies at some ranch out in Texas. They say no foul play, he just died. Did they go in and bomb the body, or they go and, you know,
autopsy.
What else you say? They did
the autopsy.
Either embalmed him,
or basically they cremated him.
They cremated him. Yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Let me read you this. This is. Remember, we mentioned this yesterday. Now it just came out. And it says, Jeb gets hit between the eyes with sensational allegation as Roger Stone turns to the GOP candidate after exposing the Clintons. Because remember, the Clintons and the Bushes are all together. This is from New York. This was written by Jerome Corsi. New York, just as the Bush family is about to put a full court press to save the falling presidential candidate of former Governor Jeb Bush, former Nixon confidant Roger Stone and co-author St. John Hunt, a son of the Watergate burglar E. Howard Hunt, have published an expose titled Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, the Inside Story of the Bush Dynasty. I really want you guys to get this book. I haven't read it yet. I just saw it today. I'm going to order it. It says virtually every one of Jeb's failed business enterprises has carried interest in which he put up no cash but used his family name and connections to secure loans, financing, waivers, or other financially significant benefits, Stone and Hunt write. No less than five of Bush's former partners in these endeavors are in jail. With Bush family recruiting the family's assistance in South Carolina primary, Stone seems to make his new book every bit as relevant as the one he published last October with Robert Morrow on the Clinton's War on Women, which spotlighted Bill Clinton's history as a serial sexual predator and his wife's role in covering up for him and attacking the victims. The new Bush family expose follows the tradition of Kevin Phillips' 2004 forecaster. Stone and Hunt traced the family history back to Patriarch Prescott Bush. Here we go. This I've told you guys so many times. Presenting the evidence of a role Prescott Bush played in financing the rise of Adolf Hitler to power in Nazi Germany in the 30s. Stone and Hunt write on page 92 that shortly after Pearl Harbor under the Trading with the Enemy Act, Franklin Roosevelt shut down Union Banking Corporation, a bank of Prescott Bush, I've talked about this on the show already, as part of his duties as Brown Brothers Harriman for the benefit of Fritz Thyssen. This goes on and on and on and on about what's going on. The Bush family is a crime syndicate. It is a crime syndicate. We don't need Jeb Bush in the White House. Now, remember, I'm probably one of the only people listening to this show, one of the only people even doing alternative radio, that has met all three of these guys. I have met H.W. I've done 50 or 60 seminars with him back in the 90s. Austin remembers that. I've got full-page tear sheets on my wall showing the seminars that I've done with a lot of the different notoriety, the people that are just famous. And, you know, I've also met Jeb Bush. You know, at a clemency hearing that I was speaking at and actually testifying, someone was trying to get an arrest record taken off their record. And I also met George W. at Southeastern University a couple of years ago. So I've met all three of these guys. And I've told you this, I'm going to tell you again. When you meet them in person, they are incredibly nice. But I tell you what, I guarantee you, with the background of these guys and the power they still wield in Washington, they are absolutely bent on getting Jeb Bush the nomination. And if he gets the nomination, Hillary Clinton's going to beat him because everybody hates the Bushes. Now, maybe this is just obfuscation. Maybe it's supposed to be that way. I don't know. But they know the only person out there that can beat Hillary Clinton is Donald Trump. Now, supposedly, Hillary Clinton has already got the go-ahead from the Bilderberger Group to be the next president. And that's the one they're pushing for. That's why now Trump often has come out saying about 9/11, and now they're calling him a 9/11 truther, and that he's crazy, and that he's insane, and that he can't be the nominee because he questions the official story of 9/11. Well, how about this? How about I say I question the official story of 9/11 too, and probably everybody listening here questions the official story of 9/11. I mean, why in the world were dozens of pages redacted in that official story, and why was Building 7 never even mentioned in that official report? I mean, this whole thing is so ridiculous that the Saudi Arabian folks were involved in this, that Osama bin Laden got preferential treatment with him and his entire family when there was a shutdown of the entire air traffic system for him to fly out of the United States on their private jets. Are you kidding me? And the Bush family okayed this? I mean, this whole thing reeks, Austin. It sucks, excuse the language. It's awful that the American population has been exposed to this and that we've been lied to and lied to and lied to. See, the biggest problem we have is this. The vast majority of the people in the United States that are Republicans are Christians. A lot of the independents are Christians. A lot of the libertarians are Christians with more of a loose value system. The reality is this. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in telling the truth. We believe in doing what's right in God's eyes. We believe in sowing proper seed. We believe as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do unto others as you do unto you. These guys don't think like that. These guys are Luciferian Kabbalists. They don't think like that. To them, it's take everything I can get, sit on what I take, steal what I can't, and if somebody tries to say something, either kill them or discredit them in the process. That's their goal. That's their mantra. That's what these people do. These are not good people. It's like Donald Trump said about Ted Cruz. He is not a nice guy. These people are not nice guys. They're not Christians. And that's what causes this massive, massive problem that we have, this joining in our brain, like me being in the Twilight Zone today. It's so hard for me to believe that people like this actually exist, that they're put into public office, and they lie to us as soon as they get into office. They lie before they get into office. They never stop lying. A lot of them don't even want to have their voting records released. And the craziest thing about all of this is that we sit here and we take it and we take it and we take it. I know here a few years ago, we had a lady that we had who was a state rep here in Florida. She was a U.S. Congresswoman, I believe. She's either state or U.S. Congresswoman. I went to her office one time and I said, I need to see the voting record, please. They refused to give it to me, Austin. They refused to give me her voting record. They had no record of it there because she was going straight liberal politics all the way down the board in a conservative county. The thing that's crazy about all of this stuff is, how do these people sleep with themselves at night? Well, because they're not like us. They don't think the way we think. a lot of these guys are full-blown Luciferians. They go to Bohemian Grove. They worship Satan. They offer human beings an effigy. I mean, Henry Kissinger, all of them. They're like the ultimate evil that you could possibly have. They really want to bring in a one-world government with a one-world religion worshiping Lucifer. That's their goal. Once you understand that, remember, these are the same people that facilitate the loss of 700,000 children in the United States every single year, a lot of them being sex trafficked through the United Nations, a lot of them being given out there to the folks at the Super Bowl out in California this year, you know, as prostitutes at the age of 13. This whole thing is insanity that this is going on in the United States. But it's because of our normalcy bias as Christians. It's because they've taken Romans 13 and they've used it against us as far as obeying the king, and they've twisted the pulpits to their 501(c) corporations, which prevented these preachers from telling the truth. And then we got all these preachers running around that wearing a bunch of doggone panties with lace on them, who are scared to say anything from the pulpit for fear of losing their 501(c) status, or that they'll lose people in their congregation. I mean, it's unbelievable, Austin, that we've stopped preaching the Word of God, we've stopped telling the people the truth, and we've stopped standing for righteousness. And that's what's happened to the United States. We've stopped raising little Americans. And we've done it through fluoride, we've done it through GMOs, we've done it through immunizations, we've done it through drugs, we've done it through LSD, we've done it through heroin, we've done it through marijuana. We have castrated the men in this country through all the estrogens they put into the food supply, and now we've got a bunch of men running around acting like a bunch of little girly boys who won't stand up for what's right, won't stand up for the Word of God. And I've had it, Austin. I do this show every day, and I know we have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of listeners listening right now. Call your stinking Congress people up and say, we want a doggone autopsy done if they haven't already burned this body up through cremation. That's what I'm going to do. I've had enough of this. It never ends. And if they have the right, if they put a Supreme Court justice in there, Austin, they can gradually cook us in this boiling water, and nobody will even know what happened. And in 20 years from now, we'll be living in complete and total tyranny in the United States, and we won't even realize how it happened, because we'll have forgotten what it was like when it was free in the United States, because my generation will be gone, Austin.
Yeah, spot on, man.
And again, guys, I'm not using a teleprompter. I'm not even using notes. This is out of my heart. I'm telling you guys, like, God's honest truth, that I've seen it change, When we put those Clintons in office, when we put them in office back in the 90s, after they had 100 people dead in their body count, according to the Clinton Chronicles and Clinton's circle of power, and nobody wanted to talk about it, and they allowed all that stuff to happen over there with the David Koresh, and they burned all those children up. Guys, we've got some wicked, wicked, wicked people out there that are trying to take control, complete control. They already have control. They're trying to take complete control of the United States of America, because they know if they can get the law to change and we lose our Second Amendment rights, they can start passing statutes in the states in which they'll start sending you letters if you have registered weapons to turn your guns in. That's how it starts, because they're not going to come door to door, start banging on doors, taking guns. They wouldn't do that. They'll cause a revolution. They'll start going into the courts, start issuing you an order from the court that you have to show up in court and why you haven't turned your guns in. And little by little, they'll start sending people in to start picking you up because you haven't turned your guns in. That's how they're planning on doing this. There's not going to be a house-to-house search. It's going to all be done through legislation. That's how they're planning on doing this. That's why they want to register the weapons. That's why they want to get rid of all the corporations that you can set up. They're called the gun trust. They want to get
gun
rid of all
trust,
that. They want. That's why they're doing it. They're not going to come knocking on your door. They know that they're going to get shot. They're going to start sending letters. They're going to have the IRS come chasing you down. They're going to make your life miserable. They're going to put you in court, and you're not going to show up for a court case. And they're going to find you in contempt of court. And they're going to send the U.S. Marshals to pick you up, and it'll be just on and on and on and on. That's how these guys work. That's what they're planning on doing. It's going to be a very subtle loss of our rights. That's how they do it. Remember, this Rothschild banking cartel, these Sabbatean Kabbalist Frankists that are in charge of all this stuff, that are doing all this stuff, that have done all this stuff for the past 400 years, they're straight Luciferians. They worship the devil. They worship the devil. In the book Bloodlines, they say that Lucifer himself shows up in their home every 37 years. They have dinner with him. And they set a place, so they have a place setting for Lucifer at their dinner table every single night in case he shows up. Are you kidding me? What kind of nutbags are these people? They really believe all of this stuff.
And quite frankly,
I believe that they really believe it too. I believe that they're involved in all this crazy stuff, because I see the videotapes of Bohemian Grove. These are some crazy, crazy people. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it. It doesn't matter whether I believe it, Austin. They believe it. And they're trying to do everything they possibly can to control the energy field that surrounds this planet, including hooking us up to the artificial intelligence, transhumanism, reducing the population, all of it. It's all real. We see it with the GMOs. We see it with the poisoning of the air, the poisoning of the water, all of it. And we're supposed to sit here and normalcy bias and say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. Finally, Donald Trump had enough stones to get up in front of the doggone country and say, I don't want to deal with this anymore. We've lost the United States, and I'm going to do something about it. We're not good at making deals anymore. We're giving everything away. And if he's saying that because he doesn't understand all of what's going on, kudos to him. At least he knows something's really, really wrong. Now, if he really does know everything that's going on, he's just not saying it. Then we got somebody in the White House who's going to be our advocate for the first time since John F. Kennedy. Reagan would have been our advocate, but they tried to kill him. That's why he backed down, and his wife went nuts and started going to a doggone fortune teller and started doing satanic stuff to try to figure out what to do with him and his schedule. I mean, the whole thing's insane. The last president that we had was a Democrat that was worth a hill of beans, and that was John F. Kennedy. He was our president. They killed him, and they took over the United States of America. And that's the truth. And the same Bush crime family that was involved in that is now involved in all this, along with the Clinton crime family. And they're all tied together with the CIA and the drug laundering and the money laundering and the killing of innocents in the Middle East. You don't think that they've killed millions of people in the Middle East? Millions. They've killed millions of people with these wars they've started in the Middle East. Millions. And they don't give a rat's butt they did this. They don't care. So you don't think they'll kill a Supreme Court justice? Are you kidding me? Are you joking with me? Do you think that's really a fact, that they could do all of these murders all of the time, kill all those kids at Waco, and they won't kill us for Supreme Court justice? And just to put a little bit of cherry on the top of this ice cream sundae, they throw a pillow over his head just to let everybody know this wasn't natural, but nothing's going to be done about it. Unbelievable, Austin. It's the whole thing is nuts. It's getting nuttier in the United States. If we don't snap out of this normalcy bias, out of this poisoned environment that we've been put into with all of this fluoride and these chemicals, if we don't snap out and wake up, the United States of America, as we have known it for all of our lives, will be gone, and there'll be nothing we can do to bring it back. It will live under the bonds of tyranny and enslavement, just like the Nazis did to Germany, just like Stalin did with Russia, and just like East Germany had done with the Stasi. And it's not going to change. It'll take another multiple generations to get out of it, if we ever get out of it, because at that point in time, their stranglehold on us will be complete. That's why they want to get rid of cash. That's why they want to go to a cashless society, because they don't want to have anybody being able to step out of their system, Austin, and do things on their own anymore. And like blithering idiot Obama up in Washington says, he goes, you didn't build that. You didn't build that. You have a business. You didn't build that. Are you kidding me? I used to work 100-hour weeks in the beginning 35 years ago. No paycheck, no money out of my business for almost 5 years. No profits. Are you kidding me? Worked my butt off, and he comes up and says, you didn't build that. You didn't do it. What the heck has he done? First thing he does, he seals all of his personal records. That's all we can say about him. We know nothing about him. He's a stinking Manchurian candidate, just like Wayne Allyn Root said the other day last week on the show. And I'm sorry I'm on a rant, Austin. Go ahead, do your next story. I'm all mad.
No, you're spot on, man. That's one thing that Wayne said that I really agreed with is, you know, the government produces nothing. It manufactures nothing. It does absolutely nothing without the taxes of the American population. Without the money from us coming in, there is no money for the government to buy roads. There is no money for them to build new monuments. There is no money for them to finance their wars and go buy, you know, 100,000 MRAPs to send over to Iraq, only to leave them there once we pull out, only to come back and get new ones sent back in again. So, I mean, Wayne was just spot on with that. He's absolutely right. But switching gears a little bit, this is interesting. The air conditioning company Carrier, remember I spoke about a week and a half ago, they laid off almost 2,000 employees because they're moving their whole plant down to Mexico now, one of the big things that Trump is trying to fight against if he becomes president. Well, this is interesting now. The local media reported WIBC, the Department of Energy, awarded Carrier $5.1 million in clean energy tax credits in 2013 for their Indianapolis facility. They planned on using this money to expand the production at its Indianapolis facility to meet increasing demand for its eco-friendly condensing gas furnace product line. So they're receiving money for basically clean energy and massive tax credits, but now they just laid off all these people, and then they're pushing everything down to Mexico. I don't really understand that. What is the point of that? Do you think they're getting bought out by another one of these big conglomerate, Federal Reserve-owned banks? Is this what's going on?
Remember, I covered this story, not with Carrier in general, but with all the acquisitions and mergers of the major corporations in the United States.
Right.
The largest year ever, 2015, is for acquisitions and mergers, which is one of the things that held up the market and the stock prices of all these respective companies. What's happened is, because of their interlocking corporate directorships, the Rothschild banking cartel is continuing to squeeze and to choke out the lifeblood of the American businesses. And the big corporations are taking over. Mom-and-pop businesses are going out everywhere now because of this. They're choking out the lifeblood. And the reason they're doing this, Austin, is because they want a global control network around everybody that produces for us and we produce for them, and they can control all of us. But then on top of everything else, they want to kill a bunch of us through the GMO foods, et cetera, et cetera. And that's my response is this. If they're going to kill us all, who's going to buy their stuff they make in China? Well, the nuttiest thing about that is they don't care who's going to buy their stuff. They don't care about any of it. Their whole goal, their whole motive is they worship Lucifer. That's the bottom line with this. And the devil has always come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the word said. And that's why I'm so nauseous of these preachers that won't get up in the pulpit and tell the truth. They won't tell the truth of what's going on. They're so scared to tell the truth. They need to get their stinking panties off and get some real boxers on and learn how to talk like a man and walk like a man and speak like a man and act like a man. It's ridiculous that this is going on, it's continuing to go on, and it never, ever ends. It just goes on and on into nauseam, and now we get these feel-good preachers on TV. This is not happy-happy right now in the United States. It is not happy-happy. You got to stop telling everybody it's happy-happy. It's not. We're about to lose the country. We're about to lose everything the United States ever stood for or ever will stand for if we don't change it, because these Rothschild, Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Frankist, Luciferian bankers that have come in and taken over everything along with the Rockefellers and the rest of these boys, and they want to bring this one world government in, that's what's happening right now. It's a mess. It's not going to get any better. And if we don't stand in the aggregate right now, we're at a tipping point right now. If we allow nothing to get into to put a Supreme Court justice in, another one of these liberal ones. Because remember, the Bush and these guys are putting in liberal guys too. I mean, it was ridiculous. And Reagan, I mean, all these nutty people they would put in that suddenly are, oh, these guys are closet liberals. Well, they knew they were liberals to start with. They knew they were liberals to start with. They wanted to balance out the court. No, they didn't. They want to put a liberal agenda in there because they can get rid of the Constitution that way, because the Constitution has proven to be much more resilient than any of these guys ever thought about. All right. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, this one switched over a little bit of health topic now. Remember, I've discussed with you guys, and so has Dad, for months, as far as you've got to cut a lot of the really, really heavy antibiotic, hormone-laden meats out of your diet. You've got to go with the organic as much as possible. If not, you at least have to go with certified meat that has been regulated. It hasn't been stuffed with a bunch of antibiotics, hormones, growth hormones, all kinds of other stuff. Now, this new article has come out, a new survey, 93% of physicians surveyed are concerned with the overuse of antibiotics in animal agriculture, according to a new recent survey conducted by the Consumer Reports National Research Center. The research center surveyed internal medicine and family practice physicians about their thoughts and experiences with antibiotic-resistant diseases. And the problem is, we brought about this before, these antibiotic-resistant infections are a serious growing concern to health experts worldwide. I've already seen that now in multiple countries, including Canada now, coming over to the United States, of these basically bacteria infections that cannot be killed with any type of antibiotics, period. Now, the widely accepted, it's pretty much, I mean, most people are pretty much agreeing now that the overuse of antibiotics in people is a major driving cause of why this is happening. And also, too, not just in humans, but also in livestock. Not only are you constantly taking antibiotics 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year for this, that ailment, this ailment, you're also stuffing your face full of meats that are so processed with so many different hormones and antibiotics in them just to keep the animals alive up till slaughter. That's going in your diet on top of that. So please, guys, if you can, please eat clean, quality meat. If you can grow your own, or you can raise your own chickens, raise them. If you can't, at least get certified organic or cage-free, non-antibiotic eggs. Same thing with chicken, beef, all that stuff. It's a little bit more expensive, but as far as the health that it's going to provide over the years for you and your family, it's priceless in what it can do.
You're absolutely right. We try to eat as clean as we possibly can all the time, all the way to eating, grass-fed milk. you know, cows that have been grass-fed for milk, and we're trying to be so careful with our diet, try to keep it so clean. I very rarely ever even eat out in restaurants anymore because I know too much of what's going on in the restaurants and how bad the food is. Our show today is being brought to you by HealthMasters.com, HealthMasters.com. Thank you for your support of Health Masters. I know you don't have to buy your supplements from us. I think we have the best supplements in the world, but you don't have to do that. We've got the blood sugar protocol, the healthy blood sugar protocol for Doug Hagman on there in front of the webpage. We got the healthy joint protocol with Dave Hodges on there. We've got the healthy immune system protocol that Austin is just now talking about, all these crazy things that are coming across the border. And I warned about this 2 years, almost 3 years ago now, when they opened the borders up in the United States. They started bringing all these people in from South and Central America. Of course, it's all being done to us first, then it's being done to Europe. It's just unbelievable what's happening. That's why Trump wants to build a wall. The globals are going nuts because George Soros is funding most of this. So, again, if you can get your vitamins from us, thank you. HealthMasters.com. We appreciate the support. A lot of you have told me that your money's tight right now and you can't afford to get supplements at this point. But as soon as you have a little bit extra money, you're going to order supplements from us. Thank you. Some of you have also just donated to our webpage. Thank you. We appreciate all of this, guys. If you think I like being on the firing line, this was done to me because God spoke to me in a dream 5 years ago this summer. And I've gotten back in the circuit again and doing all of this stuff because I knew there was more in me and I needed to try to stop this onslaught of the United States. I had seriously considered leaving the United States and moving to New Zealand. And Austin will tell you that's true. I mean, we've already been to New Zealand and I checked it out. And it's a long flight just to go there and, you know, not check it out. And the thing about all of this is that it doesn't matter where you are. Tyranny is still tyranny. The Rothschild banking cartel controls almost every central bank in the entire world. And so it doesn't really matter where you go or what you do. You're still going to have their claws in you. So we've got to make this stand. We have to make the stand here in the United States because at least we still have our Constitution. We don't need another liberal support Supreme Court justice. So you can give us a call at 1-800-726-1834, 800-726-1834, healthmasters.com. You can also sign up for my free newsletter, which we send you a health and news update 3 to 5 times a week. And we also tell you who the guests are going to be on the show. This week, I haven't pulled any guests in at all because of what's happening with the news with Scalia. I wanted to continue to do the first-hand news all throughout this week. Also, tonight, I will be on the Rents Radio Network at 10 p.m., the Rents Radio Network. This is the same satellite provider we're on right now with Globalstar. And I will be on with Jeff Rents tonight at 10 p.m. This Friday night, I will be on for 3 full hours with Doug and Joe Hagman again. This Friday night, I'll be back on with Doug and Joe Hagman for 3 full hours on the Hagman and Hagman Report. So we've got a lot of stuff happening this week, and I'm trying my best to get as much new information updated. And guys, thank you. Thank you for listening to my shows. Thank you for telling people about my shows. Thank you for linking up to the shows and sending them to people and telling people about the listen lines. We appreciate you. And by tonight, we're going to have a 24-hour listen line that's going to be available. In fact, I'll pull that up in just a second. We have a 24-hour listen line that we can give you right now that you can hear our show 24 hours a day from the preceding day. So we're going to give that out in just a few minutes. You guys get a piece of paper and pencil. What's your next story, Oz?
The next one that I was, this is a pretty interesting story. This one actually irritated me pretty bad today, especially with this whole political correctness that's starting to run amok. Former Marine Christopher Marquez, who's a veteran of Iraq, he received a Bronze Star for Valor. He was basically in one of the first units that went into Fallujah. You guys know anything about that? It was very, very nasty. He did 8 years. He was Rifleman Scout Sniper. Basically, he was actually involved in the infamous firefight that was in what they dubbed as Hell House in Fallujah, where ended up 4 Marines got hit by an insurgent ambush. It was pretty nasty. There's a lot of photos online and stuff, and I knew a few guys that were over there. It definitely shook everybody up. They were never the same when they came back. But anyways, this guy, Christopher Marquez, is in McDonald's on Friday night, right? And basically this crowd of black youth come in and start ranting about Black Lives Matter again, this complete and total propaganda. They get in his face and they say, "Do you believe Black Lives Matter?" He basically ignored them. And so then all of a sudden they started harassing him, getting in his face, calling him a racist. Marquez left. As he was walking out the back, he basically got hit in the back of the head, woke up, his pants were ripped, his wallet was gone. He had $400 in cash, 3 credit cards, VA medical cards, school ID, Metro card, driver's license, all gone. He talked to the manager at McDonald's, and they reviewed the security footage, and he basically told him exactly what happened. And he watched the security footage, and sure enough, he's walking out, and a black male in a white T-shirt hit him in the back of the head, knocking him unconscious. In the video, the other teens converge on his incapacitated body and take all his belongings. What's really interesting is that this is what Marquez states. This is what he stated on the press interview. And he said, "I believe this is a full-blown hate crime, and I was targeted because of my skin color," he told DCNF. He said, "Too many of these types of attacks have been happening against white people by members of the black community, and the majority of the mainstream media refuses to report on it." He goes, "When I was in the Marine Corps, I served with people from many different backgrounds, ethnicities, religions, and races. Like all Marines, I fought for the freedom of all Americans and just not one particular group. Black Lives Matter is a joke. All lives matter. And this is something you guys really need to be worried about. And if you know any of these kids, if you see them running around, especially in your communities, you need to discuss with them. You need to talk to their parents. You need to see what's going on, because this is basically unacceptable behavior in any part of the world, going around knocking people out on this whole Black Lives Matter." And he's dead on. Doesn't Black Lives Matter? Are you kidding me? No, all lives matter, guys. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. All lives matter, and it does not give you excuse to go run around knocking people out and then rob them of all their personal belongings because you got mad they didn't respond to your stupid question. This is something that was really irritating to me, because I've had this happen also to my uncle, who's in St. Pete, Florida. He was walking out, and they played one of those knockout games on him. A group basically descended on him, knocked him out in the back of the head, and a few individuals found him in the parking lot later on unconscious and took him to the hospital. This is unacceptable behavior. This is right up there with Muslims defecating in swimming pools, at public swimming pools. This is right up there with that type of behavior. It cannot be tolerated in any circumstances. And the problem is, when these individuals do stuff like this, and then they wonder why they get shot by people and the cops shoot them, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? Is that even a question you have to ask yourself? This type of behavior only deserves that type of behavior to back to it. That's the only way. So don't be surprised when stuff like that happens. So please, if you see people doing this, if you know people like this, if you know them, if you know their parents, do the best you can. Pull them aside. Let them know this is not acceptable behavior, and this is not going to be this is not going to be productive for any American society in the future.
Let me give out the phone number real quick, Austin. If you want to listen to this show 24 hours a day, phone number. This is 24 hours a day. This is the listen line. It's not a toll-free call, but most people have free phone, and that's phones anyhow now, so it doesn't make any difference. It's 641-552-5310. Austin, we also need to go ahead and post that online right underneath the 24-hour listen line, so that you can hear it every single day. As soon as the show is done, it's going to be reposted online, automatic now, and so you'll be able to hear this entire one-hour broadcast anytime you want, 24 hours a day, so you give it to your friends, so you don't have to worry about having to be there exactly at 3 to 4 every day. 641-552-5310. 641-552-5310. Now, let me share something about my brother Carl, who got knocked out in St. Pete a couple of years ago, almost killed by cause of the knockout game. Any kind of behavior like this is completely egregious. And I mean, you can't do stuff like this. No reasonable society can tolerate this type of behavior, continue as a reasonable society. That's number one. Number two, you've got to get involved. If you see something like this happening and you're a concealed weapons permit holder and you see a felony taking place, you've got to intervene. You have to intervene. You have no choice. We have to stop this, because if we as Americans won't stop it when it's happening to other people and other citizens of this country, then we are not doing what we should be doing as far as the Bible is concerned. We can't allow this to happen. Every state that has concealed weapons permit that I know of, now check your own laws in your own states, if you see a felony happening, you have the right to draw your weapon and stop it. That's if somebody's getting beaten, if somebody's getting robbed, if somebody's getting raped, step in. I know last year, 2 years ago, Austin and I were driving through our little town in Auburndale, and there was this guy screaming at these two women at the bus stop. He was clearly on some type of drug. He was in his middle to late 20s, early 30s, and he was screaming at these two women. If he's trying to rob them or get money from them, I stopped my truck. And my windows are tinted, so he couldn't see me in there. And finally, the lady looks at my truck, looking at somebody's in the nose of somebody's in there. Says, "We didn't pull forward." And she says, "Please help us." That's what she said. "Please help us." I could read her lips. And immediately, Austin jumped out of the truck and went over in front of the truck. And as soon as Austin's very large, and as soon as the guy saw Austin, he started approaching Austin. Austin looked at him and says, "Buddy, you don't want to do this. You need to leave." And the guy took off down the road, and he left the women alone. So we don't know if he was going to beat them, rape them, steal from them, whatever he was going to do. We don't know. Then we immediately called 911 to have him found. But, of course, by the time the cops showed up, he was long gone. But the craziest thing is you have to involve yourself. If it was you, listen to me, friends, if it was you on the side of the road and something was happening and I saw it, I would stop and help you. And I don't even know who all my listeners are. I would do that. Because we have to do that one for another. We have to be willing to do things one for another. And if we don't, I'm not talking about if you're just, you know, if it's in the middle of the night and you're trying to change a tire on yourself, I'm not going to guarantee you I'm going to stop for that, because I don't even know if that's a setup to try to get somebody to stop. But I'm talking if something bad is happening on the side. And that's what I always tell police officers. Whenever they pull me, they say, "Well, you're doing 4 miles an hour over the speed limit." I'm like, "Yes, sir, I am." And I said, they go, "What do you mean you are?" "Well, you're right. I was doing 4 miles an hour over the speed limit." "No, you're telling me the truth." "Well, yeah, I am." And then, quite frankly, if something happens to you, I'm going to be here to help you. I'm going to have your back. I'm going to back you up. And they all look at me like, "Wow." And I've said that to him. I've had the last two times I've been stopped, and Austin's been with me on this, and I've had that happen. Both times I didn't get a ticket, because police officers want to know that we're supporting them and that we're going to be backing them. Because remember, only about 10% of the cops are the pits. 10% is really bad. That's just a fact. But 90% of the police officers are really, really good people. And the 10% shouldn't be police officers. Most of them are out of the military, and they still think they're in some kind of war zone in the United States, which nowadays, that doesn't really surprise me anymore with all these people that we're bringing in from these Muslim countries who want it to be a war zone. But guys, they're planning for a takeover of the United States. If we actually have an election in 2016 for the presidency, I will be surprised. I'm not saying it won't happen. I will just be surprised. We are at that point, that tipping point in our nation's history, that everything now is dependent upon all kinds of little things happening and falling in line. This Supreme Court justice just conveniently dying with a pillow over his head with no autopsy in West Texas. If that doesn't send a message to every patriot that's listening that, hey, something's really, really wrong, and even if you're not a patriot, you just started listening to this show, if something's not really, really wrong, that there was no autopsy before it on a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court who's been on the bench for 30 years, are you kidding me? Who was extremely right-winged and didn't want to lose the Second Amendment, didn't want to lose the First Amendment, and that's okay with you, that no autopsy has been done? Guys, it can't be okay with us. Where's the line in the sand that you won't allow them to cross, that you'll say no more? When are you going to yell the German word enough, which means is genug? When are you going to say genug? I'm not going to deal with this junk anymore. We've got to stop this. And see, this has to start at the local level. It has to start when you see somebody getting accosted at a bus station. You have to stop all of this stuff. This can't keep going. We can't pretend like, oh, we can't be involved in that, can't be involved in that, can't be involved in that. We've all got to be involved now. The time is short. It's too late now to try to walk away and pretend like it's not happening. It's too late now to pretend like nothing bad is going to happen to the United States. It's already happening right now as we speak, Austin.
Yeah, you're spot on with that. One last story before we start going, before the music kicks in. This is interesting. This is actually some good news for vaccinations. The forced vaccination bill that was in Hawaii now has pretty much gone nowhere and was completely killed. The forceful public outcry opposing efforts to mandate vaccinations in Hawaii's legislative chambers was strong enough to motivate the bill's committee head, Senator Rosalynn Baker, to announce the bill would not be moving forward. So, again, this is what we talk about, guys, getting involved in your local community, getting involved in your legislation, getting involved with all that, your local sheriff, your governor, everything, because you guys have to understand who everybody is, how they're voting, what they're doing, and if they get enough backlash for something they're about to do, they're going to think twice about it. I promise you, if a large majority of the population starts saying, hey, we don't like that, we don't want that, you're not going to do that, most of the time, if they have any type of common sense, they'll reevaluate what they're trying to push through. Now, again, I'm not saying this is going to be the end of it in Hawaii. They probably will try and come up with something else here in the future. But again, you have to stand strong on something, because quite frankly, if you don't stand for something, you know, I mean, you're basically going to fall for anything. I think that's actually a quote from somebody. But it's really important, guys. You make sure you take a stand. You understand what your beliefs are. And like I said, same thing Dad said, don't believe us for it. Go do your own research on vaccines. Go do your research on GMO foods. Go do your research with, you know, firearms and healthy firearm usage and safe firearm usage. I watched that video you sent me today, Dad, the one with the guy tries to go to the gun show loopholes. Big spoof on it. And I didn't realize
there's no such thing. It doesn't exist.
No. Yeah. The whole term that they use is for private sellers. In some states, it's legal. If, like, Dad wants to sell me one of his guns, or I want to sell one of my friends one of my guns, we can sell them as long as they're a Florida resident and they don't have a felony. You can sell them privately without doing a background check. And that's because, you know, I know them and they don't have a felony. But if they do have a felony and I know they have a felony and I sell them my firearm, I just committed a felony. So it's already illegal. And then they mentioned the I didn't realize how many articles, how many videos people brought up automatic weapons. Even Hillary Clinton, she goes, you shouldn't be able to just go run out and go buy automatic weapons. Well, first off, they absolutely have no idea what they're talking about. And the guy in the video even proved it. He starts bringing up all this stuff about trying to buy Class 3 weapons and making some automatic weapons. The guy goes, whoa, 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 whoa. That's completely illegal. If you tell me you're going to do that, I'm not even going to sell you this gun right now. He was on undercover camera. I just thought that video was interesting. I sent it to a couple of my friends. You need to watch it and send it to some of your liberal friends if they're pro gun control, because it really kind of shows you the whole spoof of the whole gun show loophole and automatic weapons, all these stupid little terms, assault weapons, that the liberals like to use to try and put this big dark cloud over guns, like they're this bad force. No, really, they're the bad force. Those are the ones that need to be eradicated, are the ones that act like this and want to take over the government and take over the world and bring us to one-world Satanism, global government. Those are the ones that need to be taken out, not the law-abiding conservative citizens that are legal weapons holders.
And we're not advocating you take anybody out. We're not advocating you go kill people that are Satanists. We're not advocating that, okay? What we're saying is they need to be exposed, and they need to be taken out as far as not being in power, not being killed. Let me read you a couple more articles here real quick. We're almost out of time. The CIA knew of impending ISIS attacks days before the Paris system was blinking red shortly before terror slaughtered 130 people in French capital. It's from the Daily Mail. The CIA knew ISIS was planning an imminent attack just days before the barbaric group slaughtered the people in Paris. Here's the thing, guys. Of course the CIA knew it. It was probably Operation Gladio. The CIA probably was involved in it. That's why they didn't stop it. I mean, just, you know, why in the world do you think they're going to allow stuff to happen? I mean, it's crazy. Here's another article from the Activist Post. Every year since Obama won the Peace Prize, the U.S. has broken its record of killing civilians in Afghanistan. According to numbers released by the United Nations this week, the U.S. military is murdering innocent civilians at an ever-increasing rate and is killing more innocent people each year. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, you know, five, here's another one from Zero Hedge. Months after welcoming 100,000 refugees to the U.S., Senator John Kerry warns migrants pose an existential threat to Europe. I mean, are you kidding me? After he brings them into the United States, of course they know it's going to be an existential threat. That way they can set it up and say, we warned you about it before it happens. Another article. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, President Kennedy's brother, Robert Kennedy, were murdered by the military security complex. This is from the Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Robert says, the prostitute media such as UH Telegraph spent a lot of energy debunking exposures of conspiracy theories. We'll talk about this tomorrow. We love you guys. God bless you. Thanks for supporting your Health Masters. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends about the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and you can listen to the show immediately again at 641-552-5310. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful night.
Tonight.